President Bush and Chilean President Ricardo Lagos congratulated one another over the phone today after the U.S. and Chile forged a new trade agreement. It's the first pact sealed since Congress granted President Bush expedited trade negotiating authority. The president hopes it's a step toward a free trade area of the Americas that would cover the whole Western Hemisphere. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The free trade agreement with Chile's been in the works for a decade. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick first discussed it with the Chileans when he served in the first Bush administration. Now that it's arrived, he's hailing it as a win-win, state-of-the-art agreement.
More than 85% of our tariffs will be eliminated immediately. And all tariffs, and I repeat, all tariffs and quotas will be phased out within 12 years. It not only slashes tariffs, but it reduces barriers for services, it protects leading-edge intellectual property, and it provides effective labor and environmental enforcement.
Zoellick expects the deal to add $4.2 billion to the U.S. economy each year by opening Chile to more U.S. exports. Since Chile's economy is only 1/70th the size of the U.S. economy, the impact won't be enormous, according to Bruce Stokes, an adjunct fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. But he says this deal is symbolic.
In the sense that it sends a message to the rest of the world, the Bush administration is in the market for doing free trade agreements. You better get in line, you better sign up, because we're moving ahead.
The Bush administration hopes the deal will jumpstart the negotiations to form a free trade area to include all of Latin America, because other countries will want the same privileges Chile is getting. It also sets an important precedent by allowing Chile to curb the flow of foreign capital into and out of the country. During the 1990s, Chile forced foreign investors to leave 30% of their money in Chile's central bank for a year without earning interest, according to John Williamson, a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics.
Now, if you were making a five-year loan, it wasn't a big deal because it was only for 1 year out of the five. If you were making a six-month loan, it was very important. It had the effect of skewing the term of the inflows so that there were more long-term inflows and fewer short-term inflows.
And Williamson says that immunized Chile against the financial chaos that enveloped other developing countries in the 1990s, when foreign money flooded in and then drained out. The Bush administration opposed these controls, but agreed in the end that Chile can impose them for up to a year. Bruce Stokes believes this is significant.
For many years, the consensus in Washington was that capital controls were bad and that countries that imposed them would only shoot themselves in the foot.
This deal suggests that consensus is weakening a bit. This trade pact isn't expected to whip up the controversy that some others have. Chile is far enough away, and living standards and wages there are high enough that few expect U.S. factories to move there. Chile's growing season is opposite the one in the U.S., so there will be less direct competition for U.S. farmers. And U.S. winemakers have been investing in Chile over the past decade, so they will actually own much of the Chilean wine entering the U.S. duty-free. Congress is expected to approve the free trade agreement with Chile when it convenes again next year. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.